朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
不止我们有双重的国籍，
Not only do we have dual citizenship,
我们也有双重的忠诚
loyalty, that we have also a dual loyalty.
不要忘记一件事情，弟兄姊妹。
I don't want us to forget one thing.
保罗和彼得那个时代的政府是怎么样一个政府呢？
The government in which Paul and Peter lived was what kind of, was that kind of government?
是一个强权的政府。
It was a very authoritative type of
government. 不只是个强权的政府。
Not only was it authoritative,
而且是一个迫害基督教信仰的一个政府。
It was also a government which purposely went to persecute Christians.
在这样的一种前提和环境的里面，
and with that as a prerequisite and a surrounding,
保罗和彼得，
we see here Paul and Peter
劝告当时的基督徒顺服执政掌权的，
in espousing or encouraging the Christians to be subjected to each and every government.
不只是要尊重这个国家所代表的政府，
not only were they to respect the government itself,
而且这个政府是一个坏的政府。
This government was also an evil government.
甚至到一个地步，
in order and to a point,
教会历史告诉我们，
that in church history it is told,
保罗和彼得是在这样一个政权之下为着信仰而寻道。
And Peter and Paul both gave of their lives under this type of government.
所以凯撒的物归给凯撒，上帝的物归给上帝，给我们看见一个第一个原则是尊重的原则。
So we see thatvery important principle of respect and rendering unto Caesar what is his and unto God what is his.
我信主的时候是在台大念二年级。
I remember when I became a Christian, it was when I was a sophomore in college.
当我进台大二年，在台大的时候，我听说在我高四年的一个台大的学长，
I remember a fellow classmate or a schoolmate of mine who was a senior at that time.
他是个基督徒。
He was a Christian.
那个时候在台湾，在我们那个时代是一个很，大家都知道的一件事情。
And actually, it was an event that occurred which most of the people in that day and age knew about.
他还有一个月就台大毕业。
And he had 1 month before his graduation.
但是他被台大开除。
But yet he was expelled from the university.
为什么开除呢？
Why was he expelled?
他坚决不向所谓国父一向鞠躬。不向国旗敬礼。
He refused to bow in reverence to the flag as well as to the portrait of the founding father.
他觉得这是个拜偶像。
He believed that that was worshiping idols.
他觉得跟他的信仰冲突。
Felt like it was contradictory to his faith.
所以他就坚持到甚至开除学籍的地步。
And so he held his position even to the point of being expelled from school.
那时候我刚刚信耶稣。
It was at a time which I myself had only become a Christian.
我非常非常敬佩这个学长给我带来的见证。
And I very reverently respected the testimony that this classmate or this schoolmate gave to me.
30年过去了。
30 years have passed.
今天我回过头来看这件事情。
And as I look back to that event,
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我还是一样尊重这个弟兄他在神面前的那一个见证。
I respect that testimony of that brother before the Lord.
但是就我个人来讲，
But yet, to me myself,
我阅读圣经，
the more that I have read scripture,
我不认为向国旗敬礼是一个拜偶像的行为。
I do not believe that to bow to the flag is a sign of worshiping an idol.
原来我再说一遍，我尊重这个弟兄他在神面前的见证。
Let me say again, I respect his position.
但是今天我们要来到神的话，对神的话有一个准确的了解，然后才有准确的应用。
But yet I think we have to come to the Lord and his word for an accurate understanding and then an accurate application.
我们这样的坚持在信仰上，我们实在觉得可以尊重。
And I think that we thenCould recognize or respect such a position.
但是弟兄姊妹，在文化、社会和对今天这个时代的影响上， 很多时候很可惜带来反效果反见证
But unfortunately, many times in this culture and in this society, the testimony that has been brought out has been a negative one.
我们不够尊重保罗和彼得告诉我们对政权的尊重
And we do not give proper due to Paul and Peter's exhortation to be subjected to the government.
第二
Secondly,
除了尊重的原则，在这一句话里面给我们看见分开的原则。
In addition to the respect that is espoused here, we see a separation also espoused.
我常常听见人家批评今天的基督教。
Oftentimes I hear a criticism that is leveled against Christians.
我们不能活出信仰，我们不能活用信仰。
That we cannot live out, we cannot flesh out our faith.
圣经的应用是非常重要的一件事情。
We see the application of Scripture a very important thing here.
但是弟兄姊妹请注意。
But I want you to take special notice.
圣经的应用完全在于如何准确地解释圣经。
That the application of Scripture is in direct relationship to an accurate understanding of the meaning of Scripture.
解经是有原则的。
That there has to be principles to your interpretation of Scripture.
今天我们要劝基督徒把圣经读好。
And if we are to encourage Christians to thoroughly read Scripture,
要先学会解经的原则。
We have to first learn the principle of interpreting Scripture.
凯撒的物归给凯撒，上帝的物归给上帝。到底我们要怎么样来解释这两句话
？How are we to look at these two phrases? Render unto Caesar what is his, and unto God what is his.
从表面上来看
，Perhaps from the surface we can see
凯撒在一边。
That Caesar is on the one side,
上帝在一边
and that God is on the other side,
宗教与政治
and that religion and politics,
划清界限
that a clear line of demarcation is drawn,
可以兼容并蓄，但是和平共存
that they can only live, together, but they cannot be combined.
宗教信仰以这个政治形态应该井水不犯河水。彼此尊重
and that these two cannot cross over into the other person's territory.
但是当我看这节圣经的时候
but yet as I look and examine this passage,
我很不平安这种的解释
I feel very uncomfortable with this type of interpretation.
而且我觉得这个解释不对，不准确
and I believe also that this interpretation is inaccurate.
你如果这样来分析来解释
and if you were to interpret it thus,
你就会带出这样的一种应用
you would bring out a similar kind of application.
那我要尊重政治
that I have to respect the government.
那政治你要尊重宗教
that the government then in turn has to respect.
是不是就此而已呢
is it only thus far?
这一种的解释
I think that if we hold to this type of
interpretation, 我把它叫做二元法的解释
I call it a dualistic interpretation.
有神在一边，撒在凯撒在一边
because we see that God is put on the one side and Caesar on the other.
我解释这段圣经是一元的解释
and yet I want to see this passage as a holistic understanding.
因为凯撒和上帝不能相提并论
because I do not believe that you can deal with these two categories separately.
很简单的解释，大家了解我的意思。
And I think very quickly with an illustration you can understand.
凯撒是在时空之内，上帝是超时空之外。
That Caesar was in space and time, whereas God is beyond space.
请问凯撒今天在哪里？
Ask, tell me today, where is Caesar?
你到罗马去看见他的雕像，看见他的石刻。
If you go to Rome, you would see his statue and memorabilia left over.
上帝在哪里
？But where is God?
上帝在我们之上，上帝在我们之中。
We see that God is above all and God is in all.
所以这两样东西放在一起是不对的。
And so we see that to put these two on equal levels is inaccurate.
中国的古诗词有很多这一类的感慨。
And I think that in Chinese literature, many times it also echoes this type of thought.
以前的那些英雄豪杰、美人，今天都到哪里去了
？Where are those beauties or those heroes of years gone by?
我在准备这个信息的时候
，And as I was preparing for this sermon this morning,
享受了有一个下午的宋词的这些很美的境界。
I spent some time studying some of the old Chinese literature.
千古江山，英雄无觅。
That the mountains are still around, but the heroes are gone.
今天的千古江山都还在这里。
And we see the mountains still remain.
但是像孙权这样的英雄好汉今天哪里去了
But where are the heroes of years gone by.
大江东去，浪淘沙，千古风流人物，都是这样的意思。
And we see that over and over again, similar phrases are echoed in Chinese literature.
我们看见这些英雄豪杰都过去了。
And we see that these have all passed away.
但是我们看见上帝今天还在我们当中。
But we see that God is still in our midst.
所以不是左右的分。
And so it's not a question of left and right.
上帝在左，凯撒在右。
That God is on the left and Caesar is on the right.
或者说我们今天的时代不喜欢左，就上帝在右，凯撒在左。
Or if we don't like a left,God as being a leftist, we say God is on the right and Caesar on the left.
这一节圣经提醒我们。
We see this passage reminding us.
上帝和凯撒要分开。
That there has to be a division indeed between God and Caesar.
不是左右分开。
But it's not a question of left and right.
是上下分开。
Rather above and below, a vertical separation.
上帝在上，凯撒在下。
That God is above all and Caesar is below God.
那个是不变的，这个是常变。
And we see that overall structure, God is eternal without changing, yet the bottom one changes.
当我们有这种一元的看法的时候。
And as we have this holistic concept.
我们可以建立一个以圣经为基础的历史观。
I believe that we can establish a historical philosophy of history from the Bible in terms of as we look at history.
上帝在上，有起码两个意境。
That God is above all gives us two ideas or two concepts.
第一，他是我们的救赎主。
First of all, that He is our Redeemer Lord.
第二，他是我们的创造主。
That He is our Creator Lord.
这十几年来
and in these past 10 years,
我越来越有负担
I increasingly have this drive or burden within me.
要在中国教会里面呼喊这两方面的坚固和平衡
to call forth in the Chinese church an equilibrium between these two Redeeming Lord and Creator Lord concepts.
华人教会的弟兄姊妹
within Chinese churches and Chinese Christians,
我们多认识神是救赎主
We all recognize Jesus as that redeeming Lord.
但是呢，我们比较少认识我们的神是创造主。
But seldom, but less likely, do we see God as a creating God.
所以今天中国的教会比较主观。
And therefore, the Chinese church has become, in a sense, more subjective.
当你在那样一种主观的情形里面。
And within that subjectivity,
你就带出不同的政治观。
We see different political espousals coming.
西方的教会。
Yet, on the other hand, in the Western church,
比较着重神的创造。
We see an emphasis perhaps put more upon the creative role of God.
你到欧洲你看见那个他们对神的创造的敬畏接着建筑物把它衬托出来。
We see that espoused in architectural and paintings in Europe today.
我们看见在音乐上把它表彰出来。
And in music, we see it is also communicated.
我们听巴哈的音乐。
We listen to the music of Bach.
我们听这些音乐家的音乐，我们有一种肃然起敬对神的创造的一种敬畏的感觉。
And through their music and these things, we have a closeness or a marvel at God's creation.
当我们看见神的创造的时候
，And as we look at that creation,
我们比较容易带出一种客观的世界观。
It brings out a more objective view of history or of the world.
也带出这一种的政治观。
And I believe it also then in turn brings out a certain kind of political philosophy.
弟兄姊妹，这两样东西需要连在一起。
Dear brothers and sisters, these two need to be joined together.
如果我们今天站在太西方
，if we are to stand too much on the Western side,
我们的政治观是比较有偏差的。
Our political views would then be biased.
如果我们今天站在东方。
And if we were to stand on Eastern side,
主观到一个地步，我们觉得这些发生的事情与我无干
，subjected to the point where the events that occur are irrelevant to my own situation, then that is another extreme.
我得到救赎就好了。
All I need is salvation.
顶多谈到中国大陆的问题。
Or at most, maybe converse about the problem.
我们希望他们赶快信耶稣，一切问题就解决。
We hope that they quickly become Christians and all the problems will be solved.
这没有错。
That is correct. There's nothing wrong with that.
但是我们需要有一种平衡的以圣经为基础的政治观。
But I believe that there needs to be a balance that is struck between these two.
凯撒的物 归给凯撒，上帝的物归给上帝。
So we see here that the things of Caesar should be rendered unto him, and the things of God rendered unto God.
如果是照着上下分开的原则的话
，If it was to be divided in an upper and a vertical position,
我们就了解彼得为什么会在《使徒行传》5:29说这样一句话。
We would know then why Peter, in his epistle in the 5th chapter, would say the following.
在 the acts of 在《使徒行传》里面，他说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当。”
That there in the 4th chapter, he says, it is more right for us to be obedient to God than to man.
所以今天我们必须从上下的角度来看神，他是历史的主宰。
And then I think we can only then see God as sovereign over history.
而在这样一个前提之下。我们来看在这个时代在这个环境我们基督徒应该做什么可以做什么
With that as our background, then come to this society and this day and age to see our responsibility and our involvement.
耶稣说把那个纳税的钱给我看看
Jesus said, give me a coin.
他就问他们
And he said to them, and he asked them this question.
好像在钱上一面有像另外一面有号
It says that there is a figureOf Caesar, an inscription and a likeness on both sides of the coin.
那个像呢，就是凯撒提比留的像。
And we know that the likeness was that of Caesar.
Tiberius. 那么另外的号呢
？And then the inscription on the other side.
有两个拉丁文。
There were two Latin phrases on it.
Pontifex Maximus 是什么意思呢？就是说是最伟大的君王。
And that is a reference to the highest in authority, the highest person.
很清楚，上面有像，有号。
There a likeness as well as this inscription.
所以这个应该归给凯撒。
This should then be given to Caesar.
那么上帝的物要归给上帝。
The things of God then should be given to God.
什么是上帝的物
？But what are the things of God?
就是凡是有上帝的像和上帝的号的，就是上帝的物。
And that is anything that has the likeness of God on it or the inscription of God on it should be given to God.
也只有有上帝的像和上帝的物是归给上帝。
And only those things that have that likeness and that inscription should be given to God.
什么东西有上帝的像，有上帝的号
？What has the inscription or has the likeness of God?
我们人是照着神的形象造。
We are told that humans are born, mankind.Is made in the image of God.
在我们的里面有神的形象。
That the image of God has been created in each of us.
不够。
But yet that is not enough.
还要有上帝的号。
There has to be an inscription of God with
Pontifex Maximus, 就是那个号是尊神为最高的意思。
And that is an inscription proclaiming God as supreme ruler in our lives. That inscription.
在尊重和分开的原则汇合的时候
And as these two respect and a holistic join together,
我们知道基督徒应该做什么
We know what we as Christians should do.
把今天照着神形象所造的人让他恢复跟神的关系
That is to return these people that have been created in the image of God to a proper relationship with God.
让他到一个地步能够认神为最高的君王
To bring them to a point where they can see and recognize God as their supreme leader or ruler in their life.
凯撒的物归给凯撒
The things of Caesar should be rendered unto Caesar.
神的物要归给神
And the things of God to God.
求主帮助我们
May God indeed help us.
盼望弟兄姊妹回去以后好好的思想。
Pray that as you go home, you will reverently meditate on this.
这是一个很好的机会来整理一个基督徒的人生观。
I think it stands as a very important time where we can organize our view of a value, sense of value.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。